2015 could be a bellwether year for the commercial drone industry. The Federal Aviation Administration has projected 10,000 of the devices will be in U.S. skies by 2017. They could survey land for oil companies, film aerial shots in Hollywood, and one day perhaps deliver your food. But the industry's impact will depend largely on an upcoming federal decision. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Over the course of 2014, the commercial drone industry has been preparing for launch. In North Carolina, agriculture companies are testing sensor-laden drones that can fly over farms and scan the health of crops. Realtors have used them to show off homes for sale. Aviation companies are designing new models, and state lawmakers have passed a licensing system and privacy laws for their use. They're testing at NC State's Next Gen Air Transportation Center. But beyond that, they're grounded, says Center Director Kyle Snyder.
We're all in a holding pattern waiting on the FAA.
Because until the Federal Aviation Administration passes a long overdue rule, drone use is still illegal, except for a few public agencies like the center. That rule could come as soon as next month, and it'll govern how companies can use drones under 55 pounds without interfering with airplanes, when and where companies can fly, and how onerous the requirements will be. It'll shape the industry. But Snyder says it's still not clear what that shape will be.
There are lots of rumors, lots of people supposedly seeing sneaks at this and peeks at that. But as far as it, nothing official, nothing out of the FAA.
Of course, the FAA has missed its deadline before. In fact, it was supposed to have the rule done over 4 years ago. This year, the agency began granting exemptions to a handful of mostly film companies. So far, none in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.